Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Ian in Colorado. Aloha, Ian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha to you as well. Thank you very much. I hear you sometimes refer to the Keynesians. I think you're meaning to talk about the Keynesians, actually. They're the followers of John Maynard Keynes. He was an economist.
I stand corrected.
Oh, no, that's okay. He was an economist. Basically, his central theory was that the more money you borrow and the more money you spend, the better off you are. And his answer to the criticism, well, what would happen when it's time to pay it all back? His answer to that was, well, I'll be dead by then.
I had not heard that part of it. I knew the front part of it. You know, but when you have a Ponzi scheme banking system in the Federal Reserve, that ultimately has to be everybody's attitude. The people who set up the Federal Reserve knew it could not persist, but they also know that there is no afterlife. They don't have to worry about going down to the dark regions with devils and pitchforks and stuff. They just want their goodies and life of luxury now. And so they scam the entire country. They enslave them to unpayable debt. They all get rich and then they die happy. And, it's always somebody else's problem to clean up the mess.
But literally, that actually was his response. Was I believe the way he put it was, well, after a time, we all die at some time. And that was his response. In other words, just as long as you're alive, you just keep borrowing and everything will be fine. And that is the school of economics, which is taught in all American and European universities,
it's taught in every university of every country that is enslaved to a private central bank. And, it sounds funny and glib for him to say that, but there was no other possible answer. Because everybody who understands how this banking system works understands it has a built-in fatal design flaw that leads to the eventual destruction of the nation that is enslaved to these private central banks. There really wasn't another answer he could provide to that.
And, of course, Ben Bernanke is well known to everyone. He's a Keynesian. And the king of the Keynesians today, a likely successor to Bernanke, is Paul Krugman, college professor, who spouts the same nonsense. And, of course, his answer, I think he's an advisor to Barry Obama, or I don't know, he's advisor to many presidents. It's like, and that's his answer, we need to spend more money, borrow more money. That's the only way out of our indebtedness problem is simply to borrow more money.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to mention, you were mentioning how when it comes to these hurricanes and storms, how everyone seems to have some way to use them to promote their own agenda. I see this also in the alternative media so much now, where people are trying to say, oh, this shows that HARP is behind all of it, this type of thing. Do you notice this as well?
You need to understand something. Not all of the alternative media is interested in getting the truth out to the public. In fact, like we reported yesterday, the European Union is talking about infiltrating alternative media to kookify them. We know that Cass Sunstein, here in the United States of America, who's another one of Obama's advisors, is promoting what is called cognitive disinformation operations on the alternative media. And so a lot of the blogs and alternative media that you see out there are being infiltrated by people who are putting up stories about things like HARP. And I've got about 6 emails sitting in the inbox right now about weather control and the storm was created deliberately and all this other kind of nonsense. And these are the people out there with HARP and chemtrails and fake Apollo landings and no plane at the Pentagon. And you need to recognize this is a very, very old, well-worn out, past its prime propaganda technique called poisoning the well. But we know that's what they're doing and that's why we ignore them. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or we're supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dark.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to talk a little bit more about the economy following on the release of the jobs report that was kind of lukewarm. And both candidates are trying to say, see, this proves I'm right and my distinguished opponent is wrong, or whatever else they're saying. But again, going from the fact that the claims made in the job report are just, they're made up. We know the real jobless rate in this country is somewhere around 40%. Because even the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics acknowledges over 80 million Americans who want to work have been out of work for so long they no longer qualify for any kind of a benefits, and they're not counted anymore. And this includes people over the age of 65 who would like to retire, but the economy destroyed their pensions, their 401ks. They'd like to find jobs. They aren't out there. And so the real unemployment rate is about 40%, but they're out there still. It's 7.9. It's 8. And it's all make-believe. It's all make-believe. I haven't seen this much fantasy and magic since I was working as a professional magician in college. Cards up the sleeve, rabbit hidden in the hat, little thin nylon wire holding up the coin. All that kind of stuff. This is just more of the same. These are all magicians. out there running for office, and they're just having these incredible staged illusions to amaze you with or scare you with to get you to go along with giving them your obedience and your money. It's not like the, not unlike the ancient priests of ancient religions who had mechanical devices that would just amaze the people in the temples to convince them that the priests had the inside track to the gods. It's all show business, an illusion. Now, the reality is that most new job creation in the United States of America comes from small and medium-sized businesses. And they're not hiring. Many of them are being driven out of business. Because one of the factors that makes the U.S. economy very unstable is the desire for a quick profit. And the quick profits are perceived as coming from all of this bundling of debt. And so many investors are being drawn into these bundles, and they're still bundling mortgages despite the disaster of 2008. They're still out there selling these things. And so much money is drawn into these highly volatile, highly risky, you know, we could make a lot of money overnight, and if we don't, we'll dump it on the American people. So much investment money is drawn to that, that investment capital for other necessary sectors of the economy has simply vanished. The American economy is inherently unstable, especially the way Wall Street practices it. The job of the federal government was to keep a firm hand on the economy, to keep it stable, to make sure that there was money flowing at all levels of our society and in all necessary sectors of the economy, and they have abandoned that job completely. And it's only going to make the situation worse because these small and medium-sized businesses that cannot find the capital that they need go out of business, especially ones that are dependent on consumer spending, which used to be 60% of the U.S. economy was consumer spending. And all these corporations shifted their jobs to other countries because they made a quick buck by lowering costs. And now they're all standing around scratching their heads and saying, why don't the American consumers have more money to spend? Why aren't they willing to go more into debt to buy the latest plasma TV? Or I guess the LED TV is the new hot thing. Why aren't they buying iPads and mini iPads and whatever the other gizmos are? And they don't understand they did it to themselves, because they are incapable of admitting error and mistake. It's always going to be somebody else's fault. And hey, if it gets bad enough, we'll just ask for another bailout. That's the attitude that we're seeing right now. The way Wall Street ran the economy not only exported jobs to other countries, they strangled job creation in this country. It is hard to look back over the last decade and find anything that Wall Street actually did right for the American people. Now, out there talking about the unemployment rate and the job creation, and there's a little statistic that nobody wants to talk about on the corporate-owned media. Certainly do not want to even hint at during the political campaign. And that is the fact that people needing food stamps are growing 75 times faster than job creation. 75 times greater. Now, if you ever go into one of the national parks here in the United States of America, you will see these signs put up there saying, please don't feed the animals. It forces them to become dependent on handouts, and we don't want that. And yet the USDA is out there saying, we have 48 million Americans on food stamps, huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Which should tell you the goal of the food stamp program isn't to feed people, but to make them so dependent on the government to survive that they won't stand up and say, we think you kind of screwed this country up really bad. So just think about that. When they talk about, we added 171,000 jobs to the economy this year. Okay, how many more people were driven onto food stamps in the same period of time? And it's averaging out at 75 times greater. For every one person who gets a new job, 75 have to apply for food stamps. And that is the reality of life in the United States of America. We're in the new Great Depression. That one back in the 1930s is starting to look like a Sunday picnic compared to what we're going through here right now. Apparently, Shaw's supermarkets are getting ready to lay off another 700 workers all across New England, like they don't have enough problems with all the storms coming in here. Meanwhile, I want to get back to this situation about where's the gold? Where did the gold all go? And more nations are starting to ask that question. And as we look at the situation with Germany and Germany's gold, and we look at what appears to be an obvious collusion between Germany's private central bank and the American private central bank, it's starting to get a little suspicious out there. Now, apparently Bundesbank members were allowed to see the gold vaults back in 2007, but they were only allowed into the anteroom of the German reserves. There are multiple vaults, and there's one little room that leads to all those vault doors, and they were basically allowed into the room, and that was the sum and substance of it. Now, they went back, they went back in May of 2011. This time, one of the nine doors was opened. Only one. The other eight were left shut. Only a few bars were pulled out and weighed, and that was it. We know now, because of the tungsten cored gold bars, those bars may have weighed correctly, but might not have been pure gold. And that was the entire extent of the Bundesbank's oversight of Germany's gold at the Federal Reserve. And apparently when the German auditors wrote their report, the details of just the absolute absurdity of this so-called inspection and audit were left out. And they stated right in the report, out of consideration for the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, they couldn't go into the details. So this is something that's been going on for quite some time, and the Bundesbank is neck deep in it. All of these private central banks don't care about the nation in which they feed and prey. They're all working together with each other to keep this giant Ponzi scheme going a little bit longer. Now, James Turk is still out there saying that all of Germany's gold is gone. He's saying part of it is the Bundesbank itself, Germany's private central bank, leasing out that gold to make money on it when it was supposed to be there to basically back up account settlement and transactions and the German currencies. The other half of Germany's gold has been leased into the market as well through complicated swap deals, but they don't know that they can get that German gold back. But basically, it's all gone through fraud between these private central banks. And other countries are starting to ask for their gold back. Ecuador wants repatriation of one-third of their gold. The Netherlands want repatriation of part of their gold. Venezuela wants repatriation of their gold. There's going to be a huge scramble at some point. We're now back. Justin TV is now back. The chat room is now back. And again, when you live in a nation where all the wealth is being spent on foreign wars and foreign countries and propping up the banking system, your infrastructure is being neglected. And that's what we're dealing with here right now, where we can no longer rely on power systems, communication systems. This is just another symptom of the decline and fall of the American empire. All right, so where were we? We're talking about the gold repatriation issue. Germany's gold may be completely gone.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we seem to be back up and running properly here, and part of the difficulty, of course, of doing the show out here in Hawaii. Let me know when I'm up, please. Okay, there we are. All right, here we are. I apologize for all of these dropouts on the show. And again, as I was trying to explain, we're out here in Hawaii doing the show. I'm hoping in the very near future to have the resources to relocate back to the United States, closer to the RBN studio, so we don't have to deal with these issues of failing infrastructure out here. But it is particularly bad today, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on. So I don't know where exactly we broke, so let me recap the story I was talking about when we started losing our connection. And it has to do, again, the issue of the missing gold from the Federal Reserve, and we're now finding out that the Bundesbank, Germany's private central bank, really has never audited Germany's gold. They had two visits, which basically amounted to tourist visits to the ante room, and they opened up just one of the doors of the nine vaults, and they took out a couple of bars and weighed them, and that was it. That's not a full audit. That's not a test. And we know now, because of the tungsten cores, you can weigh one of those tungsten fakes, and it weighs the same as solid gold. So the Bundesbank has absolutely dropped the ball. Whatever's going on, they're neck deep in it. And if James Turk is correct, the Bundesbank is responsible for some of that gold no longer being there, because they're taking that gold that is the property of the people of Germany, and they're leasing it out to make a fast buck on it. So that's what's going on over there. All right, let's see. We're going to put everything back together here. Hopefully we'll stay together and finish up our show today, getting into the weekend. Now, the Eurozone, of course, is showing signs of falling apart. All of these so-called plans to save Greece and Spain and keep them in the Eurozone are all based on forecasts of growth, which are based on entirely unrealistic assumptions. When you have 25% unemployment, and we can assume it's higher because they're probably lying to their people as much as the U.S. government is lying to us, when you have a 50% youth unemployment rate, there is no growth possible, because what powers the economy is the labor of the people, and these people don't have jobs. And I mention this because a couple of months back there was this story where Obama was quote-unquote working with Europe to try and hold the Eurozone together until after the elections. And once the election is over, you know, Obama's really not going to be interested. I think we're going to see some very dramatic events in Europe, followed by a derivatives firestorm on Wall Street. And we don't know how they're going to solve that particular problem, except by hyperinflating the U.S. currency. And at some point, the rest of the world is going to say, we don't want those dollars any more than we want the Zimbabwe dollars. We don't care if you've invaded all the oil-producing nations. We're just going to start using our own oil. Now, Greece is definitely showing signs of going into a full-blown dictatorship. Vital public services are cut under this force-fed policy of austerity. Remember, there were two elections, the second one marked by major vote fraud. In the first election, the anti-bailout, anti-banker party won. And the pro-bankers refused to form a coalition government to force a second election that was marked by massive vote fraud, almost as bad as we have here in the United States of America. And they came in and said, oh yeah, bailouts, we got to feed money to the bankers. Austerity, austerity, give, you must make do with less so the bankers can have more. They're engaging in severe repression on dissenters and resistors. Now they're shutting down press freedom. The signs are very obvious. Greece is heading into a collapse. They're bankrupt. And at the same time, of course, we had this story that came out about how Greece's wealthy people, who are doing very well, are ducking their taxes with all these offshore bank accounts. And by the way, the reporter who leaked the Lagarde list has been acquitted. They arrested him. They said he violated privacy laws by revealing to the Greek population all of the rich people who were ducking taxes. And the courts have acquitted him. He's back out there free. And the Greek people are looking at all the mandated austerity while they're seeing their ultra-rich skate on the taxes. I'll bet they were all using TurboTax, the Tim Geithner autographed version. So, all right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Hopefully our systems are going to stay running, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, yeah, I wanna be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still experiencing momentary dropouts out here with our Roadrunner feed. And I keep calling and they keep saying, well, it's, you know, it's up 95% of the time. You ought to be happy with that. How very third world of them. Alrighty, let's see. We're going to try and keep this show going a little bit longer, and maybe it's time for me to find some other way of accessing the internet on the mainland. More money out the pocket, I guess, here. Alrighty, let's see. Somebody sent in a story related to that Keynes quote about, you know, hey, eventually we're all going to be dead anyway, and it's not our problem any longer. So we just put that up there. There is apparently another study out. We're just now putting it up on whatreallyhappened.com. There is a nonpartisan study that has come out that basically confirms tax cuts for the wealthy. There's no proof that tax cuts for the wealthy lead to economic growth. Just like bailouts to the banks didn't lead to job creation. It's just another excuse to take money away from the poor and give it to the rich who put it in their pocket or move it offshore where they don't have to pay taxes on it. And it's that open and that blatant. And you, the American people, who are struggling to stay in your home, stay in your job, pay for this incredibly expensive and poor quality medical care that we're all dealing with, you should be very, very angry that the government that is supposed to be looking out for your welfare is basically sidled right up to all those big Wall Street bankers, and they're all shaking hands and saying, yes, find another way to take money from them. Carbon taxes, we'll do that. And there'll be a new water tax, and there'll be an air tax, and they'll tax the growth of your hair, because as your hair gets longer and falls on the floor, that's a form of pollution, whatever nonsensical stuff they're going to come up with. Next, there'll be a nitrogen tax. Because all governments eventually evolve into oligarchy. And when capitalism fails, it inevitably becomes fascistic, and that's kind of where we are right now. A poll just came out basically saying that a majority of people are more favorable towards socialism than they are to America's current economic system. Now, the poll tried to describe it as capitalism, but as I keep telling you before, we have abandoned capitalism as a nation long ago. And we are a fascist economic state. Now, I'd like to go back to that old-style capitalism myself. But if I have to choose between fascism and socialism, yeah, I'm kind of going to lead towards socialism. The problem we have in our campaign, of course, is the Republicans are accusing the Democrats of being socialists, and the Democrats are accusing the Republicans of being fascists, and fortunately, they are both correct. We are already seeing more indications this is going to be a very tempestuous election. Of course, that incoming storm is going to slam a lot of red states right on election day. They're already talking about having to go back to paper ballots in areas where they cannot restore the electrical power. Apparently, over in Ohio, they're saying that the absentee ballots might hang up the election until late in November. We may not know on November 7th who the president is supposed to be. It's going to be a repeat of Florida in 2000. It's going to drag on and drag on and drag on. And again, when I was talking to Bev Harris about coming on the show next week, she was saying she was just shocked by all the red flags that are out there. And unfortunately, I am not. I've been watching this stuff. We saw how Ron Paul was blockaded from the nomination by the GOP leadership. We saw in the Democratic convention how the Democratic leadership ignored their own elected delegates on that platform change to put Israel back in the platform. It was a shameful, shameful demonstration of how Israel is more important to the leadership of our political parties than their own voting members. Our nation has been sold out from under us by our own political party leadership. I think these two parties ought to go away. By the way, in the Blueprint for the New America, which I'm hoping to have out as an ebook by the end of the year, I want it in the new Constitution. All political parties are on an equal footing. No party automatically gets their candidate on the ballots. No party is given favorable treatment in the media. And there are severe limits on who can donate to a political party. We're going to take away that whole corporate personhood nonsense. We need to go back to America as it was originally formed, because that is what worked for the American people. We are so far away from the nation the founding fathers created. It's very shocking. I know our state schools indoctrinate children to believe that the nation we have today is what was intended by the founding fathers, and it isn't. This is not what was intended. There was a dream that was supposed to be America, and this is not it. They're talking about literally having the military take over the elections in New Jersey, to bring in generators to run those cool little electronic voting machines, and to prevent discord. We're seeing in both Texas and now Iowa threats to arrest international observers. That's how crooked this election is. Nobody wants observers. You're not allowed to look at the election process. You're not allowed to count it. Remember, during the primary season, they were taking ballots from one state and taking them to a completely different state to be counted. Next election, they're going to be doing all the electronic vote tabulation at a company in Spain. They don't want anybody able to look at this. tells you just how crooked this whole thing is here. Now, moving over to the Mideast. Netanyahu is facing his own elections end of January, and the speechification has begun. And as expected, the head of the Kadima party that broke away from the coalition government, they went off to one side and just decided to ride out this whole storm regarding Iran. Now they're coming back to campaign, and they're basically saying they're attacking Netanyahu over his obsession with Iran, because Netanyahu has all been about, you know, we got to do Iran, we got to bomb Iran, we got to do this stuff, and conditions in Israel are also deteriorating. Because they run their economy the same way the U.S. does. The money is all flowing up to the very top, and the ordinary people of Israel are very angry. They're unhappy. They're marching in the streets. They had a guillotine set up in a town square in Tel Aviv at one point. And Netanyahu is ignoring them and their needs as much as Washington, D.C. is ignoring you. And so the head of the Kadima party is coming back, and he's going to focus on Netanyahu's obsession with Iran, and it's going to get a lot of traction. Now, assuming that Israel's elections are not as crooked as those in the United States of America, and I know that's just wishful thinking on my part, I would expect the Kadima party to basically come into power in an honest election. But the guy is right. Netanyahu's entire policy has been, let's get a war with Iran going so everybody will salute the flag and they'll forget about all the problems. Because every time a government gets into a serious financial mess, they start a war as a distraction. Yes, there's hunger in the streets, but there's a war on. Yes, the infrastructure is falling apart, but there's a war on. We've got to support the war effort. We've all got to endure the hardship and the shortages and the suffering because there's a war on. You can't ask for decent food and housing and medical care because the enemy might gain from it. War is the last refuge of a failed government. And it's, of course, the end of that three-step process when you have a private central bank. Set up the private central bank, get everybody borrowing. When the people stop borrowing, have the government start borrowing on their behalf and without their permission. And when the government can't borrow anymore or won't borrow anymore, start a war to force everybody into debt. Bankers love wars. They don't care which side wins. They love wars because everybody has to borrow money to fight that war. Then they have to borrow more money to repair after the war is over. When it's all done, we all have sort of what we had before, except the graveyards are a lot larger. And we're all in debt to the banks for another 50 to 100 years. Bankers love wars. And they don't care which side wins. That's why Brown Brothers Harriman in New York City, and they're still there. I saw them a year ago when I was there for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Brown Brothers Harriman in New York financed Hitler's rise to power. Anyway, let's see, moving right along here. We're seeing more and more concern about the situation in Palestine. Israel overtly moving to annex the West Bank and basically erase Palestine from the map, which is what they've been trying to do. And more criticism is falling on Great Britain, which started this whole thing with the Balfour Declaration, and the European Union losing its credibility by trying to pretend, like the United States, that they're an unbiased broker in the Mideast, and they aren't. This is harming everybody. And you know what's kind of interesting? Getting back to that blockade on Gaza. And by the way, I put up this video at whatreallyhappened.com. And it is interviews with survivors from the Nazi slave labor camps. And they're talking about how, you know, they had plays and concerts and musical instruments. And they were putting on shows to, you know, to entertain their fellow camp inmates, and you know, the good shows that they did, and how and how that made life a little bit more bearable. And I put it up there to underscore the fact that right now in Gaza, Israel forbids the importation of all musical instruments for the children of Gaza. Israel is treating the people of Gaza worse than the Nazis treated the people in their slave labor camps. That's something for you to be keeping in mind. There's always that double standard. It's bad when they do it to us, but it's okay when we do it to other people. Because they're blockading Gaza. They're intercepting those humanitarian aid ships in international waters, which is piracy. It's a crime. And they seem to have forgotten there was a blockade of Palestine trying to prevent the original creation of Israel. But again, Israel's attitude is, you know, when they blockade us, it's bad. But when we blockade others, it's good. And you're an anti-Semite for even pointing that out. What is missing from the mindset of the government of Israel is a sense of balance and fairness. It's completely gone. They want what they want, but nobody else is allowed. And it gets back to that attitude that Israel has. We have a right to exist, but you don't. And if they would only grant to Palestine that which Israel demands for itself, all of this bloodshed could be avoided. And Israel won't do it because their attitude is, we have a right to exist, but you don't. We have a right to wealth and comfort and water, but you don't. And as long as they maintain that attitude, this is going to be a dangerous, dangerous world. Now, here in the United States of America, as we reported earlier, there are 15 leaders of Christian denomination churches in this country that sent a letter to Congress asking for an investigation whether military aid to Israel complies with U.S. law. And of course, immediately Israel and all of AIPAC and ADL were screaming, these are anti-Semites, they're Jew haters, they're Hitler lovers, and all the rest of that stuff. And Jewish establishment groups pulled out of this planned interfaith dialogue that was scheduled for late last month and started flinging around anti-Semite this, anti-Semite that. But the pressure, the good news is, the pressure hasn't worked. These church leaders are standing by this letter to Congress. And it is a very reasonable thing for them to ask for. They're not talking about whether Palestine has a right to exist. They're not talking about two-state solutions. All they're saying is are these billions and billions of dollars being taken from the American people and given to Israel in compliance with U.S. law? That's all they're asking. And it has to do with the fact that military aid to Israel is supposed to be defensive only. If they're using it for offensive purposes, I'm sorry, that's not allowed. And of course, the big one behind that, under the Symington Amendment to the U.S. Foreign Appropriations Act and under the Glenn Act, it is illegal for the government of the United States of America to take your money, now totaling four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program, and give it to any nation that is in possession of nuclear weapons of mass destruction or nuclear weapons technology that has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and does not allow IAEA inspections, and that, of course, is Israel. It is now acknowledged. They are a nuclear power. And they will not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and they will not submit to IAEA inspections. And that makes every penny of the money sent from the United States to Israel a crime under U.S. law. And these 15 leaders of these Christian denomination churches are simply saying, we have to hold our government and Israel to the letter of the law. These laws are on the books. Why are they not being obeyed? And of course, that's why Israel is extremely upset about this. Because the moment the American people confront the reality that all of this money that is bled from us for Israel is a crime under U.S. law, they're going to say, hey, we demand a refund plus accrued interest. So let's see. Apparently, Israeli soldiers invaded the West Bank districts of Hebron, Bethlehem, Telkarim, and Ramallah, broke into and searched several homes, captured, kidnapped, arrested 11 residents, and apparently took time out to desecrate a mosque in Ithna. So Israel appears to be launching on a campaign to basically go in and smash things up, you know, in the West Bank here. Remember Kristallnacht? That's always in the history books about, oh, they were going in and smashing things up. Well, Israel's apparently doing the same thing in the West Bank districts right now. Not surprisingly, the Israeli guard who shot a Palestinian boy, even though the Israeli guard was not under direct immediate physical threat, has been cleared. So another example of an apartheid state and apartheid court system here. Let's see. We're seeing multiple reports. One of them is from Press TV, and the other is actually from The Telegraph, confirming that U.S. consulate in Benghazi was a CIA operation. And apparently only seven of the people working at that facility were actual State Department employees. Everybody else there was working for the Central Intelligence Agency. This ties in very closely with what Glenn Beck was saying the other day, that Ambassador Stevens was actually the point man on a massive gun-running operation to take weapons that had been in Libya and get them over to Syria for the so-called Free Syria Army, 95% of whom aren't even Syrian. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and Claire joining us on the air. We're getting a report now. There's been a big quake over in Mindanao, Philippines, 6.4. That just came in on this little alert thing I have on my iPhone. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that, see if there are going to be more tsunami reports. Probably not from that one here. Anyway, so we're talking about this situation in Benghazi where Ambassador Stevens and the majority of the people in this so-called consulate were actually working for the Central Intelligence Agency and were engaged in a massive gun-running operation to take weapons out of Libya and get them over to the Free Syrian Army to overthrow Assad so that they can install that new puppet regime that Hillary Clinton is in the process of forming. There may be some problems over there in Syria right now because apparently the Syrian rebels, the hired mercenaries, foolishly posted a video on YouTube that went viral showing how they simply executed 10 captured Syrian government soldiers. That's a war crime. Once the enemy soldiers surrender, they have to be treated in accordance with international standards. And I'm sure the Free Syrian Army and the new government that is being formed by Hillary Clinton are going to say, well, we never signed the Geneva Accords, but this is an issue of public perception. Because when you've got a covert overthrow masquerading as a popular revolution, you don't want them going around and doing things that will poison the public image of heroic Syrian people fighting against oppression. And this is not it. And apparently, along with simply executing the soldiers, they were apparently being, you know, beaten and kicked before they were shot. And so the United Nations is now saying this is a serious matter. And it calls into question the legitimacy, not that there ever was one, of this so-called popular uprising here. We are continuing to hear from AFRICOM that they're getting ready for another humanitarian mission in Mali. Why are they going into Mali? Why is Mali all of a sudden important? Well, Mali with neighboring Ghana accounts for 7% of the world's gold mine production. And right now we know the Federal Reserve is scrambling to try and find some gold bullion they can put back in those vaults here. So that may be the reason they're going in there. There's also agricultural commodities. It's a very large farming area. And of course, they've got oil. And so they have got to be forced to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars. And that's the real reason for all of these wars. Conquer these oil-rich areas, force them to only accept U.S. dollars for their oil, and the rest of the world will have to come and give products and raw materials to the United States to get these little paper tickets to go over and buy oil from all these conquered nations. We're going to be getting these worthless paper tickets for their oil, which means the people of those nations are going to be driven down into poverty and starvation, because what are they going to do with all of these paper dollars? The U.S. doesn't make anything that they want to buy. That's the real agenda, propping up the dollar by conquering the oil countries. We'll be right back.